Hello and welcome. Live from Tehran, you've tuned to Press TV's World News. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, Iran has dismissed the final communique of the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council, which accuses Tehran of interference in the Arab country's internal affairs. Iran's foreign ministry spokeswoman, Marzieh Afkham, called the allegations baseless and unsubstantiated. She said a few neighboring Arab states continue to, quote, make repetitive threadbare allegations against Iran to vent their anger over the country's constructive and logical approach to the region. Afkham further said the Arab governments are trying to portray Iran as a threat, describing this as a failed policy. In their final communique, the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council members have also accused Tehran of undermining their public interests. Right here in Tehran, joined by political analyst Sayed Mostafa Khoshchesh. Thanks so much for being with us. What do you make of this final communique by the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council?
Hello. Well, as a matter of fact, Iran and Arab rivalry dates back to a long ago in the history. But if you just take a look at the developments in the region and in the world nowadays, you can see the most important some people call this dossier, Iran's nuclear dossier, as the most important dossier in the world in this century, and it is being resolved, and the two sides have come up with an agreement. This shows that Iran is looking for a policy of detente in the whole world, in its interactions and relations in the world. If you just look at the number of visits that are made to Iran nowadays. This shows that several world officials and nations, they agree Iran's power, and they accept that Iran is looking for a policy of, is pursuing the policy of detente. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, Iran, as acknowledged by many European officials and even the U.S., is the only nation in the region that is fighting terrorism in Iraq and in Syria. On the other hand, you may find Saudi Arabia and other Persian Gulf states, most of them, of course, they are intervening in other countries' affairs. Saudi-led coalition, especially Saudi Arabia and Qatar and the UAE, are attacking Yemen. They are blocking the path of democracy in Bahrain. And as it's been acknowledged by the U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, they are supporting terrorism in Syria, in Iraq, and everywhere else. If you just take a look at the documents that were released a few months ago after the Yemen cyber army hacked the Saudi foreign ministry, mm-hmm. you may find many of such cases that Saudi Arabia is hatching a plot throughout the world. And you may see that they try to project the blame on Tehran. If Tehran goes to Mexico in order to construct a building or a mosque for a small community of Muslims in Mexico, the Saudis start, the Saudi embassy reports it to the foreign ministry, and they start spending millions of dollars in order to stop Iran's building a mosque in there. Mm-hmm. Or if Tehran wants to help people, the flood-stricken people in Far East Asia, they do the same in order mm-hmm. to stop Tehran and in order to stop the love of the people that people throughout the world feel for Tehran. So they intrude in other countries and intervene in other countries' affairs, and they project the blame on Tehran so that they can stop Tehran's growing power. You may find the same thing in the OPEC. Nowadays, people in oil-rich countries are sustaining great losses only because of Saudi Arabia's policy of oversupplying the market. Mm-hmm. And people in these oil-exporting countries, they are selling their reserves at very low prices, and they're sustaining great losses only because Saudi Arabia wants to take the lead in the OPEC, in the cartel, and to defeat Tehran. So you may find similar cases.
Mr. Khoshesh, sorry to interrupt you, but what needs to be done to change the situation around? From what you're saying, obviously Saudi Arabia is a very negative and destabilizing factor in this region. What will it take to change this status quo?
Well, the Saudis and the Saudi-led Persian Gulf Arab states, they need to understand the reality. They are very afraid of Iran's of the improvement in Iran's ties with the West and with the other world states, especially under the current conditions. And they did their best in order to stop the Iran deal, and they failed, of course. And they had a very rapid rapprochement with Israel, and we all know the Israel's policy towards Iran. So as long as the Saudis and their bloc, they move towards Israel and they want to follow this policy of antagonism and animosity towards Tehran, we will see the same developments. We will see the same course of actions by the Saudi-led coalition unless they respond to Tehran's positive pulses that are sent to Saudi Arabia. They've been sent repeatedly since President Rouhani rose to power, and Tehran demanded them to stop their animosity and start resolving problems through diplomacy, like what happened to Iran's nuclear deal.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us right here in Tehran. Sayed Mostafa Khoshesh, political analyst.